And do you think that people should have a brand section on their website where they actually state that brand definition, that brand identity, and the brand promise? Because quite often users benefit from the subtle slap around the face saying, this is what we are.
Yes. Yes, I think that is a good idea. I think providing that the website reflects the brand and another online presence reflects the brand, then also having a sort of clear brand section, this defining it, the proposition, the personality, the values, is useful, particularly useful for the likes of me when we're going through assessing websites, because you kind of know what you're assessing against. And as I went through looking at websites for this exercise, I didn't always know what the brand was about, and I couldn't find it on the website. So I think it's useful. Of course, it's also useful for other organisations that are helping that company. If you are a supplier and you know that the brand values are about honesty, trustworthiness, openness, etc., then providing the company behaves in line with that brand, you kind of know what to expect. And it's the same for all stakeholders, for employees, for shareholders, etc. So, and of course, the other part of a typical brand area might be actually some expression tools. So there might be some visual guidelines, there might be a tone of voice guidelines. More often than not, they're on the intranet so that employees can use them. But I think it's quite enlightening to have some sort of external facing tools so that if a journalist is using your logo, then they're more likely to get it right if they've got the online tools there to use, the online assets.
So how much, when you work with companies, do you vet, if you like, their content and push it back, saying, no, that's not right? Or do you think just by having done the necessary tone of voice or the image guidelines, that generally people are good at following them and applying them?
Yes, I mean, it's interesting. I think there's, and I've looked at a range of sites, those organisations that really understand their customer and are used to engaging with their customer are better at translating their brand into the online community. So if you look at John Lewis, Tesco and Iceland, as I did, each one of the brand experiences delivered by those websites is in line with what I would expect knowing about those brands. So so the John Lewis website is, and if you've been in any of their stores or shopped there, this won't be a surprise. It's clean, clear, it has a sort of maturity about it, it's well ordered, just like the shop. There's an intelligence about it. It's stylish without being flashy or showy. It's cool and fairly calm, so that it's not aggressive selling. It's intelligent selling. They've got a bestsellers rating for many of the products, and they make this clear commitment to advice as well as never knowingly undersold, their famous line. It's also well organized, like the shops. So what I like about John Lewis is the fact that the online experience replicates the offline experience and everything you'd expect about the brand. And I think that's true as you go through different sectors, that, and perhaps it's not surprising that those organisations that regularly face customers have perhaps made a bit more effort. Iceland, I was fascinated by.
Especially the dark years section.
Yes, no, that was fascinating. I mean, I think too many sites are lost in corporate management speak, which of course is not branded because it's interchangeable, it's generic. But Iceland now, as I understand it, ran by the chap who originally founded it, who went away and came back again. Absolutely. I mean, firstly, it is very much like the store. There's an Iceland about 5 minutes from where I live, and it's all about £1, £2 and £3 food and drink offers, and that's the first thing you see on the site. It's got some practical stuff. There's a practical weekly menu planner. There's a party invitation creator. Perhaps slightly non-PC, but there's a whole section on why mums go to Iceland. It's slightly stereotypical, but I guess if you are a mum going to Iceland, it's helpful. And then a fantastic piece about the Iceland story, the business story. Straight talking commentary. Really,
it certainly doesn't pull any punches.
It doesn't, does it? No, it talks about the previous CEO and quotes the press. But it's what they would say offline, so if you were to meet them one-to-one, so I think it's very laudable that they're open, honest and real on-site. And it certainly changed some of my perceptions of Iceland. So I think the sectors, and we can talk about some more later, of all the sectors, it's the retailers that absolutely fit. And I won't go into detail a bit, but Tesco is exactly the same. If you ever shopped in Tesco, the online experience is very much in line with that bricks and mortar experience.
Mm.